Is chapter 13, reproduction in plants. There are two kinds of reproduction which can occur in plants, and that's asexual and sexual reproduction. First of all, in asexual reproduction, plants can reproduce asexually to form identical offspring in many different ways. For example, runners and people can do it by taking cuttings. This reproduction is resulted in mitosis, so the plants are genetically identical. The next type of reproduction is sexual reproduction. So flowers are the sex organs of plants, as they contain pollen grains, which are the male gametes, and ovules, which are the female gametes. Pollen is formed in the anthers of the stamens, and ovules are formed in the ovaries. Gametes are formed by meiosis, so therefore contain half the number of chromosomes of the normal plant cells. For the gametes to meet, pollination must take place, which is where pollen grains are transferred from the anthers of the flower to the stigma. Some flowers rely on insects to do this, and others are pollinated by wind. So the features of an insect-pollinated flower, the stamens are inside the petals, so insects have to come into contact with them, and the same with the position of the stigma, which are also inside the petals. The stigma is sticky, so that the pollen grains attach. The size of the petals are large and the colour of petals are bright, both to attract insects. They also contain nectaries to attract insects. The pollen grains are large and sticky, so they stick to the insects as well. The features of a wind-pollinated flower. The stamens and the stigma are outside of the petals, so the wind can blow the pollen away and the petals can catch pollen blowing in the wind. The stigma is feathery and sticky to catch pollen blowing in the wind as well. The size of the petals are small and the colour of the petals are usually green, so they don't have to waste energy to try and attract any insects. There aren't any nectaries for the same reason. The pollen grains are small, smooth and light to carry in the wind, so they float in the wind as well. Fertilisation. After pollination, the nucleus of the pollen grain must fuse with the nucleus of the ovule for fertilisation to occur. The pollen tube grows out of the pollen grain and down the stylet into the ovary into the ovule. The male nucleus travels down this tube from the pollen grain and fuses with the female egg nucleus in the ovule to form a zygote. This then develops to form a seed. The seeds and the fruit. Each seed contains the embryo plant, which has a root, which is sometimes called the radicle, and the shoot, also called the plumule. The seed leaves, which may act as a food store for the young plant before the seed germinates, and the seed coat or tester. The ovary wall becomes a fruit coat. There are many different types of fruit. Some are adapted to disperse the seeds as far away as possible from the parent plant, for example by animals, wind or water. Dispersal is important because it avoids competition for resources such as water, minerals and light between the offspring and between the plant and the offspring if the plants are right next to each other. Germination is a process where it's the embryo plant and the seed start to grow to the point where it is photosynthesizing independently. The radicle breaks through the tester and grows downwards into the soil. This is positive geotropism. The plumule grows upwards towards the light, to negative geotropism. Conditions needed to germinate are warmth for the enzymes to work efficiently, water to soften the tester and for chemical reactions in the seed to take place, and oxygen for respiration to provide energy. So the main point of chapter 15, asexual reproduction involves only one plant and the offspring are identical to the parent. Sexual reproduction involves the joining of two special sex cells, and the offspring are not the same as the parents. Plants can reproduce by both these methods. Pollen needs to be carried from one flower to another, so it can be pollinated by the wind or insects. After pollination, a pollen tube grows down into the ovary to carry the male nucleus to the ovules. Fertilisation is the fusing of the male and female gametes. After this, the seeds and the fruits form. Seeds need warmth, water and oxygen to germinate, and seeds use their stored food as they germinate until the new leaves open, so for photosynthesis.